50 years ago, President Nixon visited China and worked to pry it out of the Soviet orbit and into the U.S. embrace. But China is now slipping back. Beijing's alliance with Moscow is a major concern for the United States as Russia continues its attack on Ukraine. Let's look now at where the U.S.-China relationship is with Jane Perlez. She's host of our podcast, The Great Wager, on the Nixon trip, and she is former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Jane, welcome back.
Thank you, Scott. Very good to be with you.
It's great to have you. So Xi Jinping and President Biden had a two-hour call on Friday, the first since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And Biden warned Xi against giving military or economic help to Russia. Here's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan last week.
There will absolutely be consequences for large-scale sanctions, evasion efforts, or support to Russia to backfill them. We will not allow that to go forward and allow there to be a lifeline to Russia from these economic sanctions from any country anywhere in the world.
Jane, you have been reporting for years on the Biden-Xi Jinping relationship. What might the calculus be right now for Xi Jinping in this moment?
Well, I think Biden is in a good position, really, because he has known Xi Jinping since 2011 when they were both vice presidents and they met in China. So I think in this phone call, he was able to deliver a personal message saying to the leader of China, don't try and give the Russians any military aid. Nothing.
And for China, what is at stake here?
For China, it's really, I think, a matter of using this war in Ukraine to make the United States weaker. China wants the United States to be in a position where China can prevail in the long run. And they're doing everything they can to say NATO instigated this, ergo United States instigated this war. And so they're trying to put the blame on the United States.
Yeah. And what's your sense of how connected Russia and China are? From far away, ideologically, a lot of Americans would assume that these countries are very aligned. What's your sense?
Well, I think in one sense, you could say that Xi Jinping has made a good friend out of Putin, and China wants Russia to prevail here. On the other hand, they want to stay out of it. China is not mediating. They're not really doing anything except giving a rhetorical slam at the United States.
Yeah. And as far as trying to stay out of it, if China wades in too much here, what could be the cost? I mean, if a new version of the Iron Curtain goes back up, if there is this technology decoupling, as a lot of people and you have been reporting on, what are the implications for China?
China has benefited a great deal in the last decades from stability. That's how its economy has grown. That's how it's become the second biggest economy. That's how it's become 10 times a bigger economy than Russia. China really wants to make sure that its economy is not hit more than it already is. They're already facing downside on COVID. The economy is not growing as fast as they would hope. Official number is 5.5% for this year, but people think that's quite optimistic. So it looks as though Xi would be saying, if he is saying anything to Putin, you know, just don't destabilize the world too much. We've all got economies to manage.
Finally, Jane, let me ask you about Taiwan. It is a self-governing island off of mainland China, 23 million or so people. Xi Jinping has pledged, threatened to bring it back under Beijing's control, talking about it in terms pretty similar to the rhetoric Putin uses. Ukraine has always been ours. What does Russia's war in Ukraine do for China's interests to potentially use force in Taiwan?
First of all, I think China is watching very closely what the Russian military is doing and the incredible mistakes that they are making. And at the same time, I think China is quite pleased that the United States has not sent its own forces into Ukraine. So I imagine that Xi Jinping takes some heart from that. He must maybe thinks, well, the United States maybe won't come to Taiwan's side if I invade Taiwan. And the third thing I'd say is, don't expect Xi Jinping to move on Taiwan anytime soon. He's got a big year this year, 2022. He's going to be coronated as emperor forever, leader forever at a party congress at the end of the year. He's not going to want to muck that up with an invasion of Taiwan. And he'd probably like to take Taiwan without having to fight for it. So I wouldn't expect anything there too soon.
Yeah. Jane Perlez is former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times and host of the Great Wager podcast on Here and Now and WBUR. Jane, thank you again.
Thank you, Scott.